This is TWiT.
I have started something that you will hear me talk about probably a little bit too much.
It's not for the next Buju, is it?
The what?
The Bujo?
The bullet journal. First, I had the this is my new.
It's
bullet
not Cujo, is it?
No. First, I cleaned out my closets. I had the art of tidying up. Yeah. The Japanese art of tidying. Then it was the bullet journal, and now I've begun the whole life challenge. Have you heard of this?
No, but I'm sad that I'm going to.
You are. I know we all are. It's not Whole 30. That's something different. You've heard of Whole 30.
I don't know any of this stuff.
The Whole Life Challenge is a game that you pay to be a part of.
Okay.
It's sort of like being a gym membership. Like, okay. You know, you pay, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's based on 7 habits that could change your life in 6 weeks.
Does it tell you what those are, or you get to pick them?
No, you tell. So it's nutrition, exercise, mobilization, which is like stretching, sleep, hydration, well-being, and reflection.
All of that's important.
Yes. So, okay, let's look at the... It's basically an iPhone app, but I will show it to you on my iPad. So let's start with nutrition. You start with 5 points every day, and then you have a compliant food list and a non-compliant food list. And each time you eat off of the non-compliant food list, you get a point taken off. So some of the non-compliant things are bread, cheese, beer, things that you should avoid anyway.
That's what I live on.
You don't live on bread,
cheese, and beer. What more do you need?
Nothing, really. You can have...
So it's saying that I'm not doing the right thing because I eat bread, cheese, and beer.
You probably eat from the compliant food. So it's like a lot of grains, a lot of... You can eat as much fruit as you want. You can eat as much... You can have one alcoholic beverage a day as long as it's not beer. And then after that, then you would take a point. So... Yesterday.
So who is this person telling me what to do?
The Whole Life Challenge people. They're people that want you to not live the perfect life, but every day live
a little bit better. A little every bit day. Better. All right, I might take a look at it.
Okay, so it's $49. Did I already say that?
That's $49. Okay, here's a tip to make your life better. Buy $50 worth of beer, cheese, and bread.
Mm-mm. No, this is going to save my life. Already I'm... like 24 hours,
you feel
no
better.
Cheese.
That sounds like the worst life possible.
So let's look at my yesterday nutrition.
Life
I got
without
three.
Cheese is not worth living.
So I had 2 pieces of whole wheat bread for breakfast.
So that's points
realize,
off.
Yeah, I thought I could eat whole wheat bread, but nope.
Nope, no bread.
You only have to exercise 10 minutes a day. You do that anyway. So that's 5 points. Mobilization, I stretched for 10 minutes. Yeah. Sleep, you get to choose how much sleep you get. I choose 8 hours of sleep, so I got 8 hours of sleep. Hydration, okay, here's the hydration thing. You're supposed to drink... You take your body weight and divide it by a third, and then whatever pounds that is, you drink that in ounces. So I have to drink 51 ounces of water a day, which means I always have to pee, including right now.
Yeah.
That was probably too much information.
Yeah.
But
I have a 52-ounce giant Bubba mug that's perfect for you.
Yeah.
That would be everything you need plus an ounce.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
One extra ounce for growth.
Yeah, so I did that yesterday.
But since I weigh twice as much as you, that means I should drink 2 of those a day, probably.
I don't think you weigh twice as much as
me.
I
think I do.
But after this 6 weeks, you will. Unless if you just eat bread and cheese.
That's well-being. Why I weigh twice as much as you.
Well-being is the, every day they have a well-being, every week they have a well-being exercise. So would you like to know? I'm giving away the $49 secrets. I'm giving them away to you and you.
Oh, good.
And you and you and
yeah,
you.
What's the well-being exercise?
Every morning, think of one thing that you could do today that you would consider making your day a success.
One thing.
One thing.
Okay, what is it?
Well, you have to think about
what
you're
Oh, they don't tell
thinking.
You? Jeez, no. I thought they knew everything.
No, you have to think of one thing. One thing you would do today that would make a success.
Okay, I know what it is. A really close-up picture of Megan Maroney.
Yeah, take it now, and then you see all that water, all these wrinkles will melt away.
This is the before shot. All right, I get a point.
So my thing that would make this day a success is I don't punch you in the face.
Good, you get a point so far. This day is not over. The day is young.
And then the last thing is reflection, which is just to reflect on the day, say what you're
grateful for. No, I like this, actually. All of these things are... good things to do.
So here's the...
I want to make a new app called the Evil Life app.
Oh.
It gives you points for punching me in the face.
Yeah. The Empty Life Challenge.
The Empty Life Challenge. gives you points for eating cheese, bread, and beer, drinking beer. Gives you points for not sleeping, like staying up all night and mm-hmm. partying.
Mm-hmm.
The Evil Life Challenge.
Yeah, for like spending like a half an hour a day on Facebook.
You get a point for every tattoo you get in a day.
Yes.
I want that app.
So
I'm making that app.
So yesterday
we're going to call it "Burn the Candle at Both Ends" life.
Much you don't love this. So the cupcakes, we had our 20th anniversary over the weekend.
Oh boy, do I regret eating those.
Yeah, they were there, and I tweeted out to the whole life challenge. This is what's doing this to me. These work office free cupcakes.
But you know, this is a chance for you to feel really good about yourself and better than the rest of us, and not have one.
I didn't have one.
See, you're superior to all of.
I want to encourage everyone to live their best life.
Can I tell you, I had a cupcake. And I felt so bad, I went right straight to bed.
Mm.
So I lost a point and I gained a point.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get a point for going right straight to bed?
Well, if you sleep 8 hours, yeah.
Can I make it 10?
So you also have mulligans available.
Oh, a mulligan.
Yeah, like if you were like, oh, this day was no good. Like my last day of vacation, my first day. Yeah, yesterday, let's see, where's my...
$49 is the only thing really kind of stopping me here.
But $49 is why I'm still doing it and not doing any of the other things that I've talked about.
They're not in it for the money, folks. They just want to make you committed.
Yeah.
Which is why it should really be $4,000.
Exactly. So like here's the first day, $414. I didn't do so well because I had a Frappuccino, I had a biscuit, I had a Diet Coke.
A biscuit.
Which is not allowed on in there.
Was that all at the same time? Frappuccino,
it was like a
Diet Coke,
traveling.
And a biscuit?
Like,
all
I
in...
didn't exercise.
Oh, yeah. I always have biscuits at the airport.
It was a Brooklyn biscuit. Here's how the biscuit went wrong. It was a savory biscuit with broccoli in it. So
ooh,
I was like,
see, that's healthy. That's a vegetable.
No, but it's not really.
No, it's
see,
not.
That's the, like, you can fool yourself into thinking, like, oh, yeah. I'm having a broccoli because it's wrapped in a biscuit. But
that's, you know, since the cupcake before that, the biggest regret I had, biscuits and gravy at the diner down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I ate that and then I went straight to bed. You know, come to think of it, every time I eat something really bad, I just go straight to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel better in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm tempted. I wish it weren't $49. But I guess that's how you get the commitment, right?
Yeah. So you can see all, you can see the leaderboard, all these people that are doing it.
Oh, no. They actually show your results to
yeah,
the rest of the world?
Yeah. It's a game. Oh, I mean, you don't have to. I'm sure you could use a fake name. But this is part, like,
I think those are all fake names. Dorothy Tausch.
They might be.
Ashley White. Not my real name.
I'm sure it's super annoying to everyone. And that's my job here.
Boy, it's even more annoying than I thought it would be. No. You know what? We're all going to feel very different when you come in next week and you look great and you're feeling great and your hair's shining and your eyes are twinkling and you don't punch me in the nose anymore. And that's going to be so great.
Mm-hmm. And so, just so we're clear, I paid that $49 of my own. I'm not going to expense it to the company or anything.
I really paid for it, didn't
no,
I?
No, it came out of my money,
wow.
And they didn't pay me
that's commitment.
Or anything.
That's
so this is
commitment.
Not, I'm not like part of some whole life challenge pyramid scheme where I'm going to try to recruit you.